Good morning and welcome back to the roundtable and to our discussion this morning with our good friend Sean Stone, who we were just hearing a little bit of Art Garfunkel. We'll get into that in just a second. But it's great to have Sean back. He comes and joins us each and every Thursday to tell us what is happening on area stages and screens. He's the arts editor at Metroland, and it's always a pleasure to have you with us. Thank you.
Good morning, Joe.
Good morning. Is that is his mic okay? Say something again.
Good morning, Joe.
There you go. Excellent. Thank you. I just wanted to check. Sometimes it takes a couple times for it to stick.
Really?
you know how it is.
Yes, I do.
So where would you like to begin, my friend?
Well, I saw a very fine movie called Coming Home from director Zhang Yimou. It's set at the end of the Cultural Revolution, and it's the story of a family sort of torn apart by politics and then sort of put back together, even though they're completely broken. It stars Gong Li, and it's really moving. It's really well made. The first part is really tense. There's this fantastic action sequence at a train station, and then it jumps ahead 3 years, and then it turns into this sort of meditative, personal story. And it's really good. And it's only played a week, and it's leaving today. So if you want to see it, you got to go to the Spectrum.
Almost as good as the other movie called Coming Home.
Yes, yes. You know, the thing is, I looked it up on the internet, which knows everything.
Yes.
And apparently, if you translate the film's Chinese title, it's The Return, which makes more sense as a title. But apparently, they decided in Hollywood that that
wasn't as snazzy.
No, didn't have snap.
It's Coming Home, and make it snappy.
Exactly.
To go see it. Okay.
Bunch of stuff going on this week.
All right. Where would you like to go?
Tonight, across Central Avenue from where I am sitting now at the Low Beat, it's Advanced Bass. He's a synth pop sort of sampling dude. And he used to have a band that was one of my all-time favorite band names in the 90s, Cassiotone for the Painfully Alone.
Cassiotone for the Painfully Alone.
Yes.
That's a great name for a band.
Yes, and it takes a big man to move on from it. So Advanced Bass is at the Low Beat tonight.
Okay.
Tomorrow night, Hootie, also known as Darius Rucker, in his country music iteration, will be at the Times Union Center.
No Blowfish.
Nope. Just good old country music.
Which, by the way, is great. I mean, I think his performance is great. I've seen him several times, well, not in live settings,
right,
but in televised settings. And he comes out and he does his whole repertoire, which is country and rock, and it's all over the place. This is great stuff.
So he's got a big audience, that's
absolutely
for sure. Also tomorrow night at the Egg, it's the Spellbound Contemporary Ballet. They are from Italy.
Okay.
I think this is the first time they've played in Albany, so that's interesting. Then on Saturday at noon, sort of a recreation of something they used to do in the 70s, it's a Planet of the Apes movie marathon. All five of the original movies, starting at noon at the GE Theater at Proctor's.
So you can dip in, you can dip out, you can sit there for the entire thing.
Yes, if you're insane, yes, you could do that for all of them. It's Planet of the Apes, Beneath the Planet of the Apes, Escape from the Planet of the Apes, Conquest of the Planet of the Apes, and Battle for the Planet of the Apes.
Was Roddy McDowell in all of those?
I think one of them he was not.
Okay.
The budget kept getting smaller.
No, I know.
Yeah.
I know. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, but that's a neat thing.
It is a neat thing.
Okay.
And then Saturday night, as the intro music suggested, it's Art Garfunkel at the Egg, and it's being billed as an intimate evening with Art Garfunkel.
No, go ahead.
And he's there with his guitarist, Tab Levin.
Now, I spoke with Art Garfunkel for an interview for this concert, but then this concert sold out.
Ah.
So now I'm talking to Art Garfunkel for his concert at the Mahewi in November, which I think is on the 14th, but I'll check by the time we're done the segment. And so I talked to him and I said, so I assume when you use the word intimate evening, that was a conscious choice to use that word to describe the evening that you were going to be presenting. And he said, well, actually, I've changed the name of it. And I said, oh, have you let the marketing people know that? And he said, no. And I said, so what is it now? And he said, Art Garfunkel, Close Up.
Nice.
Yeah. So it's
memo to the marketing people who might be listening. Heads up.
You may want to check with Art. Artie changed the name of the concert. It's not a big deal, I don't think.
No.
It's still the same show. They just changed the name of it. And I will just put out a plug because we'll be interviewing him next week. But it's always a long, strange, fun, winding road talking to Art Garfunkel.
I'm sure it is. And then we move on to Sunday afternoon in Schenectady at Union College in the Union College Memorial Chapel. It's the pianist Jeremy Denk. That's part of the Union College concert series. Monday night at the Egg. I don't believe this is sold out. It's Dave Davies of the Kinks.
That's awesome.
It is pretty awesome. He has a new album out last year. It's doing pretty well. Then on Wednesday at the Hollow Barn Kitchen on Pearl Street in Albany, it's sort of Americana classic rockers, Dave Alvin, Phil Alvin, and the Guilty Ones. And then we have a bunch of new movies of wildly varying interest. We have The Last Witch Hunter, Vin Diesel as an awesome immortal witch hunter who hunts witches across the ages. Did you see Elijah Wood? He was on
Colbert.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they showed that clip from the movie, which was basically 45 seconds of Elijah Wood telling Vin Diesel how awesome he is.
And why not? Yeah.
And then we have the highly anticipated Steve Jobs. This is the Danny Boyle, Aaron Sorkin collaboration with Michael Fassbender as Jobs.
Which just seems to have been promoted for 3 months. And now it's fine. I sort of lost track of when it was even coming out. And now it's finally open, and I'm still eager to see it.
Yes. It has not worn out its welcome.
Not yet.
And then Bill Murray in Rock the Casbah, which he plays a rock promoter stranded in Afghanistan who becomes a coach for an Afghan Idol contestant.
And he seems as though he gets to be Bill Murray.
Yes. Yes. This is a Bill Murray movie.
Yeah.
Then we have the exceedingly strange Gem and the Holograms, which is an adaptation of the 80s cartoon show. Which apparently all of the fans of the cartoon show are up in arms about, according to the social media. They're all angry about this movie.
Yep.
That's interesting.
By the way, can I just interrupt for a second?
Sure.
Speaking of angry, you can make people angry very quickly.
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't take long. One thing and you can make people angry. So I said that the Art Garfunkel show at the Egg was sold out because that is what his people told us and said they wanted to promote the other show as opposed to this show. Well, and then our friends from the Egg said, no, we still have tickets left. So
I was wondering.
They're still thinking. If you want to see Art Garfunkel and do it right now, you can still see it at the Egg. He's at the Egg. And that show, as you mentioned, is Saturday, October 24th at 8 o'clock. And you can go to theegg.org. And I'm sure you will find the tickets that you're looking for that particular performance. Then, if you would like to also see him twice, or if it is closer to you to see him at the Mehewi on November 14th, you can do that as well, and that is mehewi.org, mehewi.org.
There you go.
Okay, sorry, I just wanted to get out of trouble.
No, it's good to get these things cleared up. Well, I thought it was possible because yesterday it wasn't sold out, because I always go to the website and check. But these things happen so fast.
No, I know, and we were only taking their word for it.
Yes, I know.
I know. So I was. I just wanted to double check, and then okay. So we're good now.
And there's also a movie opening called Goodnight Mommy, which is a creepy indie horror film about twin brothers, and their mother goes off to get plastic surgery, and she comes back with a bandage on her face, and they don't think she's their real mommy anymore. So I guess it's supposed to be really creepy and weird.
Which is apropos of the season.
Yes, it is. Everything is pointing towards it.
Yeah. But the big movie, I guess, would be the Steve Jobs movie.
Yeah.
Which is getting great reviews. And
yeah.
I tend to like Aaron Sorkin movies.
Yes. Yes. It's just fantastic dialogue, usually.
Yeah. Very crackling.
Very crackling, and that's a big help.
All right. All of this great stuff is going on in our region, and you can find out more by going to metroland.net, and you can hear the segment again if you want to make notes by simply going to wamc.org/roundtable and hear Sean once again, over and over again. Put it on a loop.
Yeah, there you go. Drive you insane.
Sean, it's great to have you here. Thank you very much. Always always a pleasure.
You're welcome. Let's go, Mets.
You happy? You're a happy guy?
Yeah.
Yeah. Happy guy. All right. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.